Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be in this room, is that because that means you're closer to playing a game?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's exciting for sure. It can get, you know, pretty boring after a while, you know, doing rehab every day. So yeah, it's great to be able to get back with the guys, get on the ice, kind of get into the you know, back into the schedule of, you know, what the guys are doing every day. It's beautiful.
There's 4 games left before the break. Is it possible you could get back to play one of those, or are you looking more like the 22nd on?
Yeah, I mean, it's. I would say it's hard to say. You know, we. I was doing rehab skates for a while, and you know, we had a morning skate, and you know, it wasn't anything, you know, too physically demanding. So we felt it was a good start. To get back with the squad, and then, you know, obviously practice will follow, and, you know, decisions will be made. But yeah, to that point, I don't know the answer.
You tried it, of course, back in December. What, in your mind, what happened after the Toronto game? How did you come to the decision you had to take another approach?
You know, other things, I would say, started to be impacted, and it was almost just going to be maybe sort of like a domino effect, and just figured it was probably best to just, you know, get rid of all possibilities.
How relieved are you that it's just taken care of now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's tough, you know, trying to play through something, you know, always, you know, having to, you know, worry about it, you know, what am I trying to say? What's the word? Give me your question again.
Just how relieved are you that it's taking
care of? Exactly. Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. I don't have to worry about it, you know, do things to just kind of survive, you know what I mean? It's nice. I can come back and, you know, go full force.
You're too young to have seen Rob Ray play, but you know what his role was.
Oh, yeah.
You've been around him for a couple of years now. What has your impressions been of Rob Ray since you've been a Sabre?
I mean, he's great. As a guy, you know, I talk to him a lot. He's around the rink all the time. You know, when I got here early, I was asking him, you know, a ton of questions, you know, about the organization, about, you know, how it was similar, how it was different, not, you know, all of these different things. And he's been great. He's been definitely, you know, role model for me, I think, for a lot of guys. And it's great to see, you know, the accolades that are coming with it. And obviously I didn't see, you know, him playing live as much as you guys did. So I can't speak to it as well. But, I mean, obviously the impact that he has, you know, you can't really go anywhere in Buffalo without someone knowing Rob Ray and, you know, what he brought to the Sabres. So it's great that, you know, we're able to do what we're doing for him tonight, and he was able to do all the things that he was able to do to get here.
Have you ever gone back and looked at some of the clips?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even have to go try and find them. You can find fights that he's in and his clips for sure.
You're not going to be in the game tonight, but having a ceremony like that, how much does that impact the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, you see those You see those. They definitely, you know, you try and imagine yourself there. You know, you imagine, you try and think about, you know, yourself, you know, getting your jersey raised one day, you know, just a success, you know, it drives you. And I've seen a lot of jersey retirements in my day, and going into a game following that, there's always, I would say for me anyway, a lot more excitement, a lot more jump, maybe I would say, in my step that day.